are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I hate to say it, but if you're too fat, you're going to get sent to a zoo. It looks like doctors in the UK don't have scans big enough for 300-pound-plus people. So in the medical news today, they were saying how they have to send people to veterinary hospitals or zoos that have the medical equipment on site. Again, this is where healthcare may go in our country, too. If they don't make enough scanners for big enough people, we have to use scanners for horses and for elephants, etc. And why don't companies make scans like that? Well, because, again, not enough reimbursement, not enough money, not enough incentive. But that's really frustrating for people. I've had many patients who were big, very big, difficulty losing weight. Insurance wouldn't cover the gastric band, any sort of bariatric surgery, and they had to be scanned using animal type of equipment. And but at least in America, we're building more and more of these units. In the UK, they don't really seem to have the money. In fact, it looks like there's a school that parents are making a big stink about that's having unisex bathrooms. I guess this is also an attempt to save money, where boys and girls will be in the same bathroom, stalls next to each other, and then they come out and they share sinks. And parents are having an absolute cow about this. Like I said, they're making a stink because, they want these kids to have privacy, especially with girls when they start, menstruating, etc. So, it's a shame because I'm watching what's going on across the pond, and I do not want to see that to happen to our country. I mean, yes, I have used male bathrooms many times. When I have to go, I have to go. I really don't care. I mean, I've never stood up and used a urinal. I'd use the potty. And by the way, I know people think that men's bathrooms are gross and people go, ooh, I'd never use a men's bathroom if I'm a female. I'm going to tell you, the men's toilets, every time I ever had to use a men's bathroom, it was cleaner than females. Okay? Men's, there's only really two types of bodily fluids, shall I say, that you'd see on the toilet. But women, there could be a third. And I cannot stand it when there's blood on the toilet seat. I really think you could get communicable diseases from a toilet. I still do. Especially when, and then if there's no seat covers, I'm going to vomit. So, hell yeah, I've used men's bathrooms. Absolutely. But you know what? Our kids, they're going to freak out. Also, kids do stupid things. They do tricks on each other. So, nah, I still think bathrooms should be separate. But I tell you, when a country starts to lose money, you just don't know what they're going to do. Well, we have a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show today. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to give you updates on what's going on with this cruise liner and what passengers have reported on what happened and how careless and cowardly, from what we understand, some of the crew members were, as well as the captain. We're also going to be talking about some changes in the political arena and what's going on there. We spent a lot of time, which I'm not going to repeat, about voter psychology. Why did Sarah Palin become so popular, and then why did people dislike her? Why aren't people still rallying behind Romney? What do they dislike about it? Does his religion play a factor? Which I don't think it does. I don't think the religion plays a factor. I think if people dislike Romney, it's more because of, what he did as Massachusetts governor than that. Why people are supporting Ron Paul. So we spent a significant amount of time on voter psychology. So I definitely urge you to go to GCNlive.com that has all my show archives so you can listen to the previous hour of today's show, so I don't have to repeat it. But what I will repeat for you is, of course, my football picks for the playoffs this week, because I have my own system, and it's a pretty good scientific medical Dr. Dahlia system. I love my system. I love it. All right, but I love you guys too, so please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take in your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, please contact your news talk station, email them, call them, and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show and GCN, Genesis Communications Network, will make it happen. We got Kyle working the dials. We got George in the background. We got great crew tonight. We're going to have a great, great show. Okay. One update is it looks like TSA workers are now going to be wearing monitoring devices to see if the scanners they're standing next to have dangerous levels of radiation. Now, we've talked about the different types of scanners. I'm not going to go too much into detail, but you have the big, large ones that actually emit X-ray radiation. But they say those big ones, and they aren't in many of the airports. They're only in, I think, a few dozen. They actually give off 0.005 millirems per scan, whereas an X-ray is 10 millirems, and the maximum exposure is 100 millirems per year, roughly. So we're talking about these scans, very minute radiation, but for some people, they just may not want it. Okay, now, apparently these backscatter machines, per one source, says they only give even half of the 0.005, a 0.0025 millirem. So if you take a look at that, I mean, it is thousands upon thousands less than what an X-ray is. But they still are concerned about people's complaints about radiation. So what they're going to do is put little monitors on the actual TSA workers to see what sort of radiation could possibly be emitted and then possibly picked up. So we will keep you posted when we get more on that. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. I want to get to your phone calls, and we're going to also get to the medical news. Sorry, I didn't realize break was coming up so quickly. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, don't forget to visit my website at Dr. Dahlia. I know I talk about the Dr. Dahlia cruise, and in light of what happened with this cruise, you know what? I, like I said, on a previous show, I don't think what happened in Italy is going to happen on the Dr. Dahlia cruise because I hang out with the captain. I hang out with the crewmen, right? I sleep in the captain's quarters. So there's no way I would let on the Dr. Dahlia cruise anything like this happen. From what I happened, this captain's a real bozo from what I heard. But we're going to talk about that. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's possible for hair to actually smell bad when you, you know, don't wash it for a couple of days. If possible, you know, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just going from a shower, shampooing it completely, 2 days later, and it just apparently plain stinks, according to other people. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you for your call. Okay, good question. We talked about this last week in terms of how sometimes the scalp needs oil. You'll have people, especially girls, religiously scrub their hair. And, you know, we're starting to tell people, look, you're going to be flaking, you're getting dry issues, dry patches, possibly losing your hair. Kind of let the oils settle in. Maybe wash your hair a couple times a week. So your issue with the scalp smelling, if you don't wash it every couple days, I then think infection. Okay, when I hear that, I'm wondering if you could have a little bacterial infection or you could have a little fungal infection. There's actually shampoos that people use. I think dermatologists prescribe like some sulfur shampoo that you could use. But my recommendation is if you can't go, if you have a noticeable odor from your scalp, if you haven't washed your hair after 2-3 days, That's something that's a little bit more alarming, because many of us could go 2-3 days and we need the oils to help protect our scalp. It also protects against sun exposure, skin cancer. It's amazing how much we need sometimes those oils. Now, sweat itself shouldn't smell. We've spent a lot of time about on body odor on this show, and it's a great topic, because you know a lot of us are concerned, you know, what's going on, why is this happening? And usually sweat itself, because you know sweat is salt, it's salty, it doesn't usually have a scent to it, but when it does mix with oils and dirt and things on your hair follicle, etc., then it can. And you know, we've talked about antiperspirants and you know, topicals, like, you know, we recommend, if you do use a deodorant or antiperspirant, you put it on at night, the night before, because a lot of the sweat your body makes happens at night. We've in these dermatological conferences, we've seen electron micrographs of the sweat coming up the glands, and you take a shower at night before you go to bed, you put the deodorant on, and it's supposed to do better than putting deodorant on in the morning, because the deodorant plugs up the epigrine glands, which cause the sweat. So that's a little technique. Also, switch your diet around. Switch it up. There may be something to your diet giving you an odor, so we would recommend that. Of course, avoiding spicy food, very greasy food, fatty foods. You know, some people that have hyperhidrosis, the heavy sweating of the palms and of the feet, even though there's Drysol and other topical aluminum compounds we use, sometimes we recommend Botox. The dermatologist will Botox your hands and your feet, and it's very effective, painful, but effective. And but you know, we joke about this stuff, but it's serious. For somebody that has this problem, it's usually not somebody that's dirty. People like this are very, very clean, and they just start giving off a scent. Now, you also should have a medical workup. Sometimes there could be issues, you know, ketones being high, or I know a lot of people notice a difference in the way they smelled when they went on the Atkins diet because of the high ketones. You start to smell kind of a rotten, fruity type of thing, and that's, you know, made a lot of people concerned, and it's because they were having high ketones. So, you know, my recommendation is have your doctor take a look at you, but if you do have issues where you have got to wash your hair because you're afraid you're going to sweat and have that smell, then you may have a fungal infection on the scalp, a bacterial infection on the scalp that needs to be looked at. But, you know, dirty hair, well, I mean, now here's the thing too. I mean, if you work out really, really heavy every day, yeah, you're going to want to wash that off. Okay, because old sweat captures bacteria and causes smell. So if I did talk about this last week, and I forgot to mention that, absolutely, after the gym, you need to wash everything out. But if you aren't at the gym on an everyday basis, and you work out 3-4 times a week on your off days, if you don't have to wash your hair, sometimes that scalp needs those oils. Okay, and they actually call it smelly scalp syndrome, and it's not that uncommon. And like I said, it's usually very clean people that seem to, you know, have those issues. Okay. Great message. For those of you that want to call, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. So, all right. Let's quickly talk about what happened, in Italy. Now, I was on air when, the ship first went aground. I remember, you know, we talked about this on air and we looked at the ship and you're like, okay, well, that's kind of odd. It's up on the island. I mean, the ship that was near the Giglio Islands in Italy, the Costa Concordia, we believe the parent company is Carnival. It's Captain Francesco Schettino, all right, apparently was traversing shallow waters, jumped an island, and when we saw that, it happened at night. We were like, well, that's odd. All right, well, everybody's going to have to jump off and get on the island. We had no idea that the first report said 8 people died. Then they took that back and said, okay, well, the death toll's at 3, then it's at 5, then they just found another one, 6. And we didn't realize that over the course of the evacuation, which happened later than it should have, it was mass panic. We heard it was every man, woman for themselves. Crew and captain left. Many crew and captain left before the passengers did. Many of the other crew that were standing by the lifeboats ready to release wouldn't do it yet because they didn't receive an order from their captain. The captain wasn't around. All right. Some people suggested that what happened was the captain was at the bar having a drink with a pretty lady. Other people said the captain went ashore and kind of did a nautical flyby, went closer than he should have so onlookers could see, and, you know, he was showing off. Either way, he's been arrested, and he may be booked on charges of manslaughter for what happened. You don't leave. You don't have a proper evacuation process in place, and you don't steer from your course. All right. There were many mistakes that happened. But, you know, people were asking, OK, why did people die? Why was there such panic? Well, from what I understand, with the way the ship was injured, is it was injured along its side, kind of like the Titanic was, but more starboard, from what I understand, like a 160-foot hole. And the ship went, you know, hit the ground, sunk back in a little bit, and then as the water filled up, the ship started to turn on its side. Now, the lifeboats on that side were unattainable. So, technically, we had a whole other situation, similar to Titanic, where they only had half the boats that they really required, because the other half of the boats were unable to be used because the ship was starting to sink. Now, a big mistake they did prior to all this was when passengers wanted to know what the heck happened, people said first the lights went out, then after the lights went out, they heard the noise, they heard the rumble, right? Some emergency lights went back on, and the crew said, everybody go to your rooms. Well, they wanted to calm everybody down, but they said, everybody go back to your rooms until they could assess the situation. But then, from what I understand, proper orders weren't given, and it was mass hysteria, and people were running, you know, because, again, Titanic happened 100 years ago, so everybody's freaking out. Now, one thing I learned from September 11th was when somebody over the loudspeaker says, go back to your, you know, go back to doing what you're doing, everything's fine, no need to evacuate, and then this happened on this ship, you know, my instinct would be maybe don't listen to the guy on the loudspeaker. I hate to say that. I want everybody leaving in a uniform, you know, manner. But I tell you, like, remember September 11th, the second building, when the second tower, people were watching what happened to the first tower. They were told on the loudspeaker, no reason to alarm, no reason to evacuate. It's the first tower. You just stay put. And, I mean, I can understand why they wanted people to stay put so the fire crew can come in, but that was very lethal advice. And unfortunately, very tragically, people died, and many people could have evacuated at that point before the second plane hit. So here we are with this cruise liner. All right, nobody thought something similar to Titanic could happen. All right, well, we have plenty of boats. We have all these guidelines. We have all these evacuation plans. And here we go. Another boat starts sinking. And as it angles, people can't navigate the stairs. People couldn't leave. Older people were falling. There were injuries. There were things, you know, crash on people's heads. One of the latest victims that had died didn't drown. He was in the dry area of the boat with his life jacket on. So we still don't have a lot of answers. We don't know what happened. What we do know is this Captain Francesco Schettino has a lot of splaining to do. All right. We also know that we still have 29 people as of now still missing. And they had to actually stop the search for about 7 hours last night because of the waves and the inability for the, you know, divers to get in there and look, and now they're going to resume the search. We know there's some American couples. We know there's still, you know, people there, dozens of people still possibly trapped, and this just shouldn't have happened. It was completely done halfway, no organization, and it's an absolute tragedy. Okay, when we come back, more medical news, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about. In a few minutes, we're going to go through the NFL injury report, and I will give you the Dr. Dahlia picks for this week's, this Sunday's playoff predictions. Yes, I do have my picks, and then we pick who's going to win the Super Bowl. Pretty easy. We basically base it on the injury report. I got to tell you, I got it down to a science. I'm pretty happy about that. All right, so let's see what I want to talk about next. Okay, I don't want to move to politics yet. I want to talk about this. More people are walking around with headphones, and they're just jumping into the street, you know, jumping over railways and roadways and getting injured and killed. And it's ridiculous because the number has actually quadrupled in the last few years. Now, again, they can't hear sirens. They can't hear horns. They can't hear screeches of brakes. And, you know, I know a lot of people I mean, me, when I used to jog, I had my music on loud. I didn't want to hear people yelling at me that I look stupid in my tight shorts. I didn't want to hear, I didn't want to hear all the screeches. But again, you know, I was on the sidewalk and luckily nobody jumped the curb. Unfortunately, though, people jumped the curb. So we've seen this more and more and time again. So my recommendation is please be careful. Make sure, you know, one thing I always learned is if you're jogging, you jog against the traffic. So nobody can pull up behind you and grab you. So this way you're seeing oncoming cars. And then when you ride a bike, you ride with the traffic. That's what I always learned. And, I learned that, and I think I was in grade school, and I still remember that. But unfortunately, people don't pay attention, or they're listening to the song, or like me. You know, I pretend I'm at the Grammys singing the song. I do that a lot, you know. I pretend I'm the artist singing the song, and everyone's like, oh, Dahlia, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're amazing. You know, I do. I fantasize, you know, but you got to pay attention. You have to pay attention. Okay, now this woman was paid attention. This is very interesting, okay? A Southern California man has been arrested on suspicion of putting poison in his wife's cereal. This is 43-year-old Fernando Porias of Azusa was being held this weekend on suspicion of attempted murder of his 51-year-old wife, Fernanda. Now, she was eating her Rice Krispies, but then she could smell something and see something in her cup. All right? Police grew suspicious of her husband when he said he was going to smoke a cigarette and then disappeared. The daughter of the couple said her father had fought a drug addiction and was recently becoming a man she no longer knows. It's my dad. It's hard not to think about it, but why would he do it? Well, the chemical he put was something called Goof Off. Now, Goof Off is one of these spot removers, cleaners. And apparently they said what he put in his wife's Rice Krispies was enough to kill her. All right. Well, luckily, looks like he's will be out on $1 million bail if they come up with that. But wow, I tell you, you know, I mean, I get on my husband's nerve, but I would never think he would want to, you know, mess with my Rice Krispies. But you see, you really, really need to know. You really, really need to know your food. And I always smell and check my food, not because I'm worried about someone in my house trying to kill me, but just because you know, even when you're at a restaurant, just smell it. Remember there was, oh my gosh, remember there was a restaurant where two toddlers were given bleach in their juicy cups and they start drinking it and then they get taken to the hospital. You know, it's like, what is going on here? So I always just sniff it, lick, taste, do a test. You just don't know. There's a lot of crazies. There's a lot of stupid people. And it looks like in this particular case, her husband was on drugs, you know, or, you know, jonesing or something. But, you know, to kill your wife like that, wow. Wow. Unless you wanted life insurance. Maybe wanted life insurance money. Okay. Now, this was interesting. A teenager lost all four limbs that the jury blamed and the family blamed on a vaccine error. The teen won $12.6 million award, but 40% of this has to be paid by mom. Or is 40% of the fault is actually the mother's. All right. Now, what had happened is University of Miami Medical School was sued. All right. And the Miami jury reached the verdict this weekend, okay, of Shania Roll. Apparently, what had happened was she had lost her spleen when she was a newborn 13 years ago. So she got a vaccine designed to prevent infections. But the medication, so I'm thinking it might have been a pneumococcal vaccine, okay? But the medicine had expired 5 months earlier. Now, from what I understand, months later, the patient gets an infection. She ends up losing her arms and legs. Mom was given an antibiotic and didn't give her enough of an antibiotic, which is why both parties were sued. The medical school for giving the expired vaccine, and then the mom. Now, they aren't really disclosing what exactly this was, what was the infection, but my guess is the vaccine must have been some sort of pneumococcal strep pneumonia type of vaccine, and the child must have gotten a strep infection. That's my only guess. And then mom was given an antibiotic, tried to make it stretch. Again, I hate surmising this, but you're like, why would an infection that happened months later be the fault of a vaccine that was expired? And remember, we've talked about expired medicines. Many medicines that are expired don't mean they completely fall apart that day. Many of the expirations are months, you know, months early, just to hedge and be on the safe side. But if the child needed this vaccine for immunity and didn't get the full immunity, then the maker of the vaccine could possibly be at fault. But right now they're blaming part of the, actually they are going to cut the award and blame part of it on mom, because they say mom did not institute her antibiotics properly and the child has lost all four limbs. Crazy. Now, all right, so what do you do? How do you protect yourself in a situation like this? Well, I always, as a mom, okay, when my kids are patients, I always ask to look at the vaccine and the box. I do. You look at the box and you look at the vaccine. Why not? And I always ask, do you mind drawing it up in front of me? Why not? Okay, and if the nurse starts to shake, right, because she has to do all this in front of you, then that's not the nurse you want injecting your kid. I think you have every right to look at the bottle, look at the expiration, and have them show you how to read it. They're very easy to read. You have a lot number and the expiration. Now, the expiration will look like 12-10, 1-13, all right? It's month and year. Very rarely they have the day. Okay, so kind of look at it like you're looking at a credit card. Many of these vaccines are written that way. And why not? Let them see. Okay, and if they look confused about how much they're giving, read the directions. But I mean, this is your baby they're injecting. All right, and vaccines are supposed to be safe, but there are human errors. There are flukes that happen. Why not be careful? Why not? But this was just really, really tragic. I wish, though, they would disclose a little bit more about what the heck happened, because I want to know what exactly the vaccine was. All right? Okay, so we're going to be coming up on break. Looks like they might have found a new breakthrough in terms of obesity. We may actually have a gene that makes us want fatty foods. Really? Well, then we all have it. Also, a huge recall on Mini Coopers. We need to talk about that. I used to have a Mini Cooper. Huge recall. Looks like another arthritis type of breakthrough. I want to talk about that. They think they also found the cause. And then, of course, we got to hit my NFL predictions for the playoffs. Also, real quickly before break, looks like British surgeons have actually used for the first time a robotic arm for a heart operation. Now, we've talked about aneurysms where part of the aorta going down into the lower part of the body starts to swell up. Well, apparently this one gentleman had a weakening of the wall. It was going to burst, and they had to put in a, we kind of call it a net type of thing to stop it from, you know, to kind of keep it whole. And they couldn't get to it by regular hands, so they used a robot. And apparently they were pretty successful. The guy looked pretty happy. Whew, I like robot arms. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call
call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For a lot of us football lovers, it was an exciting weekend of football, and we have even another exciting weekend coming up. We have the Ravens and the Patriots, and then we have the Giants playing the 49ers. So for those of us, we are just absolutely excited. For those of you that don't like football, you'll be like, but this is still going to be interesting for you to listen to, okay? Because I take pride in the way I pick the winners for football. Now, many of you who have listened to my show all these years, you know how I pick them. You know my strategy. It's a state-of-the-art strategy, medical strategy, like no other. And so you already know it's old hat. But for some of you, you are just going to be, your jaw is going to drop. Now, okay. Hey, come on. Not bad for a girl. I'm doing pretty good, okay? Now, let's just look at my strategy real quickly. Now, what I do is I go to the NFL injury report. I look at things medically. I just do. I'm a doctor, okay? And I look at the types of injuries that the football players sustained. I don't look at the color of their uniforms. I don't look at how good they look in their pants. I don't look at that. But I look at what type of injuries do they have on the injury report. And of all the types of injuries, concussion, knee, foot, quadricep, ankle, hamstring, etc., I think one of the most debilitating types of injuries is, of course, groin. Exactly. So if any player has a groin injury, I wouldn't know how they could even, catch the ball, let alone do a play. All right. So what I do is I take a look and I see whoever had a groin injury, however many groin injuries were on that team, they're probably at a disadvantage and will lose. Now, we just saw the Green Bay Packers and the Giants game this weekend. Green Bay did an amazing job for, the turmoil that the head coach just went through with his son dying, but they lost, and they lost to the Giants. Now, why? Why did they lose to the Giants? Did Giants have better defense? I mean, they had good defense, but no. Okay, it's the Dr. Dahlia method. If you look at the NFL injury report, the Giants, no groin injuries. They had knee, ankle, foot, quadricep. But if you look at the Green Bay Packers, Randall Cobb's groin got in there. Mm-hmm. Randall Cobb's groin snuck in on the list. So his groin injury probably ruined the whole team. And unfortunately, Green Bay lost and New York Giants won. Okay, so let's look to the future. What is going to happen on Sunday with the playoffs? Okay, let's look. It looks like Ravens are going to play the Patriots. Okay, so if we look here, and I'm pulling up the Patriots. Well, you know what? Let's look at the Ravens first, because the Ravens has a much shorter list. Baltimore Ravens, okay? You got a thigh injury, you got a chest injury, head, knee. Not too much to write home about. When you look at the New England Patriots, abdominal injury, shoulder injury, foot, thumb, and groin. Dan Connolly, groin injury. Yeah, it's there, plain as day. All right, so the Ravens, no groin injuries. Come on, what's wrong with this method? Okay, the Ravens, no groin injuries. You got New England Patriots, somebody's groin got in the way. Patriots are going to lose this one. I know, my son's a Patriot fan. I know a lot of you are upset, but I'm sorry. That's the science. You cannot argue with the science. Ravens have had no groin injuries recently. New England Patriots, you know what? If you have a problem, tell Dan Connolly. He's the one with the groin that got in the way. Okay, now we may have a little surprise here, okay? The New York Giants are supposed to be playing the San Francisco 49ers. Now, when I look at both NFL injury reports, no groin. Everybody's groin is pristine. So what do you do? If you have the Giants playing the 49ers, and nobody has a groin injury, do you go to the next body part? Well, you could. I mean, you could look at thigh and all that. But no, okay? Groin injuries happen so often. I next look at, and this is the Dr. Dahlia method. Don't steal it, okay? All right? What I next do is go, who is more likely to have a groin injury? Okay? And we've talked about this on the show, okay? I like New York a lot. Most of my husband's family are there. I go there every year. But the one thing New Yorkers know how to do is grab the groin, right? They're all the time grabbing the groin, right? Don't they? Right? I don't know if they say forget about it or they say what? Do this. Anyway, they're always grabbing the groin. Whereas the 49ers, they're a lot more polite. So if the New York Giants are continually grabbing their groins, the groins are going to be more protected, hence less injuries, therefore less chance of loss. New York Giants are going to win it. So that's what we have, all right? We have the Giants probably winning over the 49ers, and as much as I hate to say it, Ravens are going to probably beat out the Patriots. And again, that's the way we call it on the Dr. Dahlia Show, okay? All right, and look up the NFL report. If you don't believe me, look up the NFL report. It's all there. It's in the math. Okay, science. Okay, let's now switch gears. I don't have my Mini Cooper anymore. My boy's got too big. I tried to shove them all in back, and they didn't like it. But it looks like huge recall, 235,000 Mini Coopers, okay, being recalled over electrical fault fears, all right? They think the vehicles can burst into flames. That is huge. I've never seen something this big. The move follows months of complaints from drivers who claim their cars have burst into flames, often when parked or unattended. Others said they saw smoke and flames under the hood as they sat behind the wheel. Now, BMW has insisted there's no particular problem, but from what I understand, they are investigating it. They're looking at the Cooper S, which is what I had, and the John Cooper Works models. And it looks like they are thoroughly investigating any incidents. All right, so which ones? Which ones? I'll have to look that up. If I remember correctly, I believe it was 2006, 2007. For those of you, what I would recommend is go to the BMW website, all right, because this is, you know, this is pretty significant if you do have a little Mini Cooper. I got to tell you, I loved my Mini Cooper because I just saved on so much gas. I just absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, I don't have the years that are being recalled. Okay, it wasn't in my source. All right, now, one thing that was very interesting is you heard how a hospital screwed up pretty badly. A hospital in New York where the computer apparently sent out bills to patients, but these bills were multi-million dollar bills. One gentleman received a $44.8 million bill from the Bronx Lebanon Hospital Center, and he's an unemployed doorman, Alexis Rodriguez. So he said he almost had a heart attack looking at this. Now, from what I understand, it is a computer glitch, okay? Apparently, Rodriguez tells the New York Daily News that he was hospitalized that spring with pneumonia, and he was afraid the bill was actually legit. He thought maybe they really did spend $44 million. But it looks like the company that prepares the bills had mistakenly put the invoice number in the space where the invoice amount should go. So it looked like multi-million dollar bills. Okay. And, of course, the hospital didn't respond immediately because they're dealing with all this aftermath. Whew, what if somebody paid? Yeah. They're probably like, you know, let's just close the shop and leave. I got to tell you, the computers, I know everything's supposed to go electronic. We're supposed to have our medical records. Everything's supposed to be electronic. I don't like it, though. I don't like it. I think too many mistakes, too many stupid things happen. I'm not, you know, yes, I have a computer. I have an iPhone. I like them. I just don't trust them. Okay, so what's going on here? It looks like if you crave fat, it's because it's a gene disorder. You have an actual gene issue called CD36 that researchers found could be the cause of you having cravings. This was from Washington University School of Medicine. All right. They have, you know, many different tastes on our tongue. We taste sweet. We taste sour, salt. But they say there's one that those of us that have a genetic variant are more sensitive to fat. And so those of us with the CD36 were 8 times more sensitive to the presence of fat than those who made half the amount. Now, see, this is interesting, okay? I don't like fatty foods because of the fat. I like the salt, all right? When I want French fries, it's not because I want greasy fat. I like the salt. Same thing with potato chips. Same thing with potatoes. And they always say, well, no salt, no salt, no salt. But I think a lot of us, it's not the fat, it's that we're craving the salt. So I think they need to look at this a little deeper. That's my thought. But, you know, nobody ever listens to me. All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dolly Show. We got another hour coming up. Please don't go away. If you do have to go away, visit my website, email me with your questions, go to drdahlia.com, and please follow me on Twitter so I give you up-to-date updates. Take care.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.